Are you a middle manager? It doesn't sound like the most glamorous role, but people in the middle rungs of organizations actually hold a great deal of power, and their position, close to the ground, yet connected with a company's overall strategy, makes them uniquely suited to driving a business forward. That's the thesis of Power to the Middle, Why Managers Hold the Keys to the Future of Work, by Bill Schanninger, Brian Hancock, and Emily Field. Bill, Brian, and Emily are all senior leaders with the McKinsey Management Consulting Company, and they join us now to share five of their big ideas.
Hi, I'm Brian Hancock, a partner at McKinsey & Company and one of the authors of Power to the Middle. My co-authors, Emily Field and Bill Schanninger, and I serve clients across industries and geographies on talent management, organizational health and performance, and culture. We're excited to share this book with you because we found middle managers to be critical to organizational performance, as well as the success, development, and well-being of people on their teams. And we find the importance of middle managers to be increasing given the changes to work, the workforce, and the workplace, which have been accelerating over the past several years. Today, we'll cover five themes in brief upon which we elaborate in the book. Theme 1. Middle managers are among the most valuable players in an organization.
Managers are key in two parts of what makes businesses work. One, they're critical for delivering for their people, for coaching them, for developing them, for making sure that those people have the soft skills that are increasingly required in a world where we're surrounded by automation and automated tools. It's those human skills that are most important and where managers are most important. Managers are also critical for figuring out value creation. Hey, the markets are changing fast, as are all of the ways we can collaborate, you know, internally, externally. How we organize to create value is more complex now than it's ever been.
When we thought about the years of serving organizations on talent transformations, business transformations, what really came down to whether a company succeeded or fell short of their aspirations really was the middle manager. CEOs can set the top-down vision, but who actually makes it happen? It's the middle manager. Moreover, what we found was that managers have a really bad rap. There's this idea that middle managers are the bureaucrats. They make work. And we really wanted to disabuse people of that.
And whether it's knowledge organizations or sales forces or whatever parts of the organization is, we saw this idea that the manager was one of the key drivers of performance difference. And in addition to that, the manager was a key difference in how happy people were.
These people in the middle, they are the institutional memory, the marrow, maybe even like the soul of the place. And when it's really working well, it's those people that onboard new employees. It's those people that pass on the rites and the rituals and the ceremonies. They make the we in terms of what makes us a we. And so my hope is that we revisit, re-embrace, and maybe celebrate the importance of these roles.
Theme 2, managers must be given the time and authority to focus on their people, not just administrative tasks.
We have not really invested in this group. We've made their lives very difficult. And even our own data, when we ask people what they spend their time on, they think they should be spending their time on planning and on administrative tasks, not on developing the workers. So the thing we need from them the most is the thing they're asked to do the least.
Middle managers are spending, in a recent survey we did, less than a third of their time on people management. What's happened over the past 20 years is managers have increasingly been asked and increasingly valued for not their management, but for their individual contributor work. And given the complexities of the future of work, we need to flip that around. We need to get managers back to managing.
Managers have to be very intentional. They have to make the time, have the recurring one-on-ones, ask people, what are you working on? What are your goals? What are the things that you want to get better at? What gives you energy? What do you care about? And not having that once a year and saying done as part of a performance conversation, but actually having that recurring conversation, because that's how you build the relationship. It's also how you help people explore things that maybe they didn't even know they were interested in. If we think about even the pandemic and this idea of how we send people home, right? Sure, there's a top-down directive, but how do you actually make it happen? How did organizations keep closing the books on time and continue driving results for customers? It came down to the managers. And when you really think about it, if you invest in these managers, you are able to move mountains. And it's so important because if we think about managers, in many cases, they're individuals who are burnt out themselves. They're having their own well-being challenges. They've had so much piled onto them. And frankly, their development, their well-being, more often than not, has been an afterthought. And we really have to make up for it. Because when we think about creating resilient organizations, resiliency starts with having a really strong middle management team that's able to really drive.
Theme 3, managers and HR need to work together, but managers can't outsource people management to HR.
In too many organizations, people leadership has been outsourced to HR. So in a world where you don't have good people leaders who haven't checked in on the team, haven't developed skills, done things, HR is the last line of defense. So what we're seeing is a world where we need a balance between the manager doing the day-to-day leading of the people and the HR doing the coaching of the manager and helping provide guardrails for the manager. In too many organizations, the thought process is people managers aren't managing their people, so HR needs to step in, or HR has been the outsource leader. And if the mindset is that, it just creates tension.
Managers have some of the largest impacts on an individual's well-being. It's on par, based on the research I've seen, with the impact of a partner or spouse. And so the role of the manager is absolutely critical. And it's incumbent upon leaders and HR to help managers be great at their job and to create this level of consistency. Because if you think about it, the manager really brings to life the organization's values, the mission, the purpose, and the culture.
Where HR and managers can work together is where a really good people manager knows when, how, and why to reach out to their HR counterpart. HR loves nothing more than to coach great people managers against hard people problems. But they kind of need to understand the rhythm of how to work together. And so I think where I've seen it work really well, you've got people managers who have been trained in what it means to be a good people manager. And that means a lot of the tough conversations aren't outsourced to HR, but are done by the leader. They have regular check-ins with HR to say, hey, here's how I'm developing my folks. Here are the patterns I'm seeing. Hey, here are the opportunities I think I'm going to tee up. Or hey, here's somebody who's struggling and here's what I've been doing. If HR knows all of those things, they can help do the gentle course correct to say, hey, it's great you're doing that. But what about Jamie? Have we been thinking about Jamie? Have we been investing in Jamie? Like, what can we do more for Jamie? Or how can we move more in different directions of this? It's an equal thought partnership. If we get off of that balance is where some of the tricky parts come. But because it's a new motion, that too needs to be trained. What senior leaders can do is make sure that there is enough capacity in HR to truly play that talent advisory role. In many HR organizations, what we're seeing is increased shared service, increased self-service, increased service, you know, things that are centralized.
Theme 4, managers play a critical role in recruiting and retaining talent.
We need to invest in building managers' capabilities to interview, to train people, to develop. And for managers to actually be those talent attractors, they need to learn how to do it. And so when we think about what it looks like to be a talent attractor, this is about really training managers on how to interview. And importantly, not just how to ask the questions and how to fill out the rubric, but also it's about how do they talk about why should you join our company? Why is this a great role? What's in it for you? And this can't just be boilerplate language that you could find on a website. It's the role of the interviewer, the hiring manager, to make it personal to the individual and what they specifically care about. Leaders need to reward managers for talent attraction. So often it falls on sort of side of the job, having to interview, no time to do it, nothing else is falling off a manager's plate, but they've got to interview. And the reality is that talent cultivation, building the next generation, finding talent should be a critical part of somebody's job, and they should be rewarded for it.
First and foremost, the senior leader's role is selection. Select people to be middle managers who can actually deliver the brand promise. And if they can't, remove them. Now, of course, you want to know that you've tried training. You want to know that you've tried coaching for them. Everybody deserves these things. But at some point, you know. And you just, you know, if they're great individual contributors, make them really senior individual contributors. That's perfectly fine. But for that, first and foremost is you get the unique opportunity to pick who gets to be a leader in your company. Second, change the role to make more time to deliver the interaction. Someone who's got 12 direct reports and is on Zooms until 10 o'clock at night has a very difficult time to have the emotional strength to be there for the people who need it.
Managers need to be those talent attractors within a framework or within guardrails, because if we have managers out all sourcing talent, they may not be thinking through, how do we have the most diverse team? Are we being inclusive? Are we building the right capabilities in the right locations, that this all hangs together in the broader enterprise plan? And so while managers need to be those talent attractors, they need to be powered by a common vision that is set through the people strategy.
Theme 5, managers need to serve as coaches.
As managers are moving from transaction to interaction, what we're looking for is managers to spend less time checking and more time coaching. And more time coaching means actually understanding, you know, what the skills and capabilities of the individuals on their team are and how to improve them, in particular, the softer skills that really require that in-person and direct apprenticeship, coaching, mentoring. It also means interacting with them on what their individual purpose is. If people feel aligned, their purposes align to the company's purpose, they're much more likely to stay. And the only way to get that alignment is for managers to actually probe and ask the questions. And when they do that, they'll have happier, more empowered teams, more aligned with the mission of the company, and ultimately higher performing.
What we really need to shift to is from these, you know, annual conversations to ongoing, continuous performance development in the flow of work. If you think about it, not all projects are created equally. Some projects you need to have weekly check-ins because the stakes are high, the project's moving fast. Others, maybe a monthly cadence works. But what really matters is actually a manager and their team coming together to say, how are we going to make sure that we are a continuous improvement engine and constantly getting better? And what is the role of coaching, performance management, feedback in actually making that happen?
Many of the people in middle management roles now will probably have been raised to believe that performance management is about the process, the form, the annual exercise, the relationship to comp. And while there's some of that there, the real opportunity, like we've talked more broadly about middle managers, is less about the process, less about the administrivia, and more about the opportunity to really grow and develop, right, the people who work for you. That's the coach part, right? So getting our heads away from annual exercise that's a burden that all the leaders complain about to, hey, I have an opportunity day in and day out to really make sure these people understand why they're working on what they're working on, to give them coaching on how it's going and how they can get better. When you're getting this right, continuous coaching, the end of the year exercise just becomes a summation and synthesis because you've been doing it throughout. The employee's not surprised, you're not surprised. It's a seamless and easy to do. When you're not doing this, almost always that end of year conversation comes with disappointment, sometimes depression, sometimes anger, sometimes loss.
And if we empower our managers to ask that question of, hey, how can I help? We also have to empower the managers to actually be able to help. That means having the time to help, having the resources that they can at discretion bring to bear.
Managers are responsible for the performance of their organization. And when you think about that, they can't be reactive about it, where they say, let's see what people do. They need to be force multipliers, and they need to really work with their people to remove roadblocks, to challenge them to achieve more, and to give them feedback, all in the spirit of getting better.
If I had to pick just one lesson I hope you'll take from this talk and the book, it's that middle managers should not be seen as an unnecessary layer of bureaucracy. Middle managers are critical to the performance of the company. It's up to senior leaders to help scope their roles, empower them, and train them to play the role that only they can play within the organization, that of a connector, a coach, a strategist, and an advocate for their people. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Brian, Bill, and Emily. That was 5 big ideas from Power to the Middle, Why Managers Hold the Keys to the Future of Work by Bill Schanninger, Brian Hancock, and Emily Field. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.